Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler, and she is Tony DeMeo. Hi, Tony.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Hi, Ken.
You know, it's funny. Done this show hundreds of times, and it's like it never fails. As soon as the music starts and we're ready to go, I have to clear my throat. Every time, no matter what.
Me too.
Always happens.
Me too. Thank God for the mute button.
Yes, exactly. We are here. Hi, everybody. We are here live. Phone number is 347-838-9903. We are live. It's Monday, September 9th. Holy cow, we're chugging right through September. The phone is open, and I gave you that number, and I'll leave it to you again, 347-838-9903. There are a couple other ways you can connect with us. Social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry, at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter. We've been having some trouble with the chat room, and to be honest, I didn't even try it tonight to pop it open. So my apologies if you were trying to get to us that way. Not tonight. And part of the reason not tonight is because we have a very special guest, and I'll bring her on in just a second. But I do want to mention that because when Donna is on with us, the phones go crazy. I mean, the phones go crazy often anyway, but we can't always get to everybody. And I wanted to mention that you can get a private reading with Donna and Archangel Raphael, or you can get a private reading with Tony or with me, or with me and Tony together, or with Michelle, or with Lisa, or with Crystal. Just go to psychictapestry.com, click on Get a Reading, and you'll see all of us there, and you can pick and choose and get connected to whoever you would like to get connected to. You can find out more about each and all of us, each and any of us, all of us, the whole lot of us, and you can decide if you want to do that. You don't have to do that, of course, but I like to mention that as I watch the phones fill up, if you're trying to get through and you can't get through or we don't get to you, that's another option for you. And it's also maybe you don't want to be a little bit more private, and that's okay, that's fine, that's why you can do that. So that's all said. As usual, when we have Donna on, I'm not going to be reading tonight because I want to get to as many calls as we can, and giving everybody three different readings, it can be a little long. And besides that, really, I know that you want to hear from Raphael. I totally get that. So I have no problem at all stepping back so to allow Raphael to get some extra time. And we should probably bring Donna on here. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Ken. It's such a pleasure to be with you and Tony tonight. This is wonderful.
It is.
And all the people.
It is a pleasure to have you back. For those who have not met Donna before, Donna is a mystic intuitive, a psychic medium, a life angel coach, a certified quantum touch healer. And during a healing exercise, she connected with Archangel Raphael, and she now channels him. And it is a really amazing experience. And when she does this tonight, you will hear two different voices. You'll hear Donna's voice, which you just heard, and you'll also hear Raphael. And it really is amazing. That said, I also need to throw out this little caveat that Raphael's energy is incredible. And because of that, sometimes electronics can't handle it. So sometimes when he's speaking, the phones go a little wonky, the internet connections get a little, I don't even know how to describe it, but I just ask for your patience with that. I am pretty sure that the person who is on the line, who is getting the message, gets the message. It's usually the rest of us that may or may not be able to hear all of it. So Donna, did I explain that okay, you think?
Yes, you did. And I'm asking Raphael if he can help us with this tonight so that everybody can hear it very clearly.
Yeah, and I don't want to make it sound like, you know, that he's, I know he's not doing this on purpose, and that this is not any sort of a criticism. I just, we often get people who will call or will leave messages on social media about it, that they had a tough time hearing it. And sometimes it's people who listen to the podcast, you know, days or weeks later, who are listening, and they say that they can't hear a lot of what Raphael has to say. And so I just wanted to explain that's kind of why. But be all that as it may, I kind of want to go ahead and get into calls if you ladies are okay with that.
Perfect.
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay.
And we will be glad to talk to the people out there. So that will not be a problem. The energy is very powerful. And we do want you to realize that you may feel the energy yourselves as you are out there. So do not feel that it's fearful. We're only here to help. That's what it's all about. Thank you.
Thank you. For those listening, if you didn't quite get it, that was the voice of Raphael coming through, Donna, and that's what you'll be hearing. And I want to go ahead and get to as many calls as we can, because it's busy, busy, busy. So let's start grabbing some phone calls. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, my first name is Sosun.
I'm sorry, could you say that again, please?
Sosun.
And where are you calling from?
Columbus,
where are you calling from?
Ohio.
And how can Tony and Donna and Raphael help you tonight?
I have anxiety around people, specifically social anxiety, and I have a lack of direction in life, and I'm not sure how to move forward when I feel uncomfortable around people. So anything that can help with that would be great.
Tony, do you want to go first?
No, you go ahead, Raphael, please. You and Donna.
Yes. Yes. The most amazing things is that we all get nervous. Even when we're doing shows, sometimes when we're waiting to get on, you know, it's like being an actor. And so sometimes we feel fear around people. There's a lot of fear. A lot of this stems from your childhood.
So there is something about that, in that you don't quite have the confidence in yourself to be comfortable. And so we want you to know that if you begin a program of meditating and asking your angels to talk through you, and it doesn't have to be like in my voice, but to be able to give the messages that you need to give to others, that will free you from that fear of anxiety. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I'm okay.
Yes, it's clear. Good. Because the most important thing is to feel like you're confident. And we want you to do affirmations like, I am getting more confident each and every day. And that will happen because you will overcome all your fears. That's why you're here on the earth plane, to be able to heal whatever relationships that you come into, meeting with other people. They're just as fearful too. Everyone is. So there's a lot of fear, and what it is, it's about trying to make the other person feel comfortable.
Yes, yeah. And that's really beautiful, because that's what it's about. So was this something that you've been through, kind of like some fear and anxiety, or the afraid of people in some way from your childhood?
I've always been, for a long time, at least since I was 5 years old, pretty much a loner. Like, I would only have one friend, and having more than one friend would be hard. And yeah, for as long as
you're shy, so you've had a lot of shyness, and that sometimes when you feel like your parents are, you know, not there for you sometimes, or they correct you, get a little bit afraid of adults, like children do sometimes. So it's about really trusting in your own abilities, and knowing you are a wonderful, divine human being living on the earth. And it's about the love and the compassion. And as a light worker, and everyone is a light worker, but not aware that they have abilities they're not even aware of. But we ask that you trust in the information that we give you. So it's like taking a deep breath and asking for the angels to help you to talk in a way that comes across as being very confident. That's very important.
Okay.
It's like being shy, and I feel that there's been a lot of criticism that's been kind of hard for you to take in life. So it's about trusting in your own self, knowing that you are a beautiful, beautiful human being with a potential for great love being in your life. How is your relationships going in your family?
They're all distant right now.
Yes. Miscommunications that go on. I see a young person around you, a male, and so there's been some sorrow, there's been some tough things that's been going on even in the family. But just know that you are a divine, beautiful angel represented by the Nine of Cups, which is the love. There's all these opportunities for love in your life. So it's about having the courage to go through whatever you're going through in life and to believe in yourself. There is somebody from your childhood that cares about you a great deal. It's a young man that feels a lot of love and respect for you.
Okay.
So there's some good memories there.
Is that Mike? You said you think it's my father?
Yes. It could be like your father, but there's also somebody that cares about you, that's always had, like you might say, a crush on you, or really feels in love with you.
Okay.
How is your communication with your father? I'm seeing that there's been some harshness around him at times.
My communication with my father right now is non-existent, because I don't think I can be myself completely around him.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's too critical. He's like a Capricorn man in that he can be very critical and judgmental, and that's where you've lost confidence in yourself. It's like being around a big volcano. You never know when they're going to explode. But
yes,
that relationship is meant to be healed. So, but we know if you're not comfortable, then you have to keep your distance for now. But we ask that you send out the thought of love to him with your mind, because you're still connected, even if you don't see the other person. When you think of them, they are thinking of you. So that's why actually people are all very telepathic. You pick up on what the other person is feeling. So there's been a great deal of loss in your life, and you're having trust issues with men. You see somebody like stealing from you, like in, you know, when there's been an inheritance or something of that nature, but there's been a great deal of sorrow for you as it is, and sometimes you feel the need to put a like armor around your heart to protect you. That's why you're not comfortable sometimes around people.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, and just know that there are people that are in your life that will be of help to you. Learn to trust. Trust is very important. Ask God and the angels to help you, and they will. You're a beautiful, beautiful person, and you have a lot of love to give. Are you happy in your work?
No, I'm not. No.
Then you need to change what you don't like. We want you to make morning affirmations saying what you want to happen for the day. Positive affirmations will help you a great deal. And know that the angels are with you. Do you like to write?
I like to journal.
Yes, that's really important for you to be able to be helped. So we can give you the thoughts and the information you need to get on with your life. That's very important. And to know that there is some divine magic, there's prosperity coming in your life. So you need to think positive. It's kind of like admitting, I do not like how I feel, and then change the thought. But be truthful with what you're feeling and ask to think with the mind of God, with the mind of angels to help you. And you will be given powerful thoughts that will come to you to help you to understand the other person, knowing that you are going to develop your abilities and confidence, but also to develop your spiritual gifts to help people. You have counseling abilities. And there's a great deal of song and music. It's important for you to develop some friendships. Surround yourself with positive people in your life. How does that sound?
It sounds very good, very helpful.
Yes. But we know you know that already. And to heal your relationships with your family or anyone else you might love, then just ask God to be put him in the part, in part of getting the healing you need to help it. The angels can help prepare the path for you, and then that you're able to ask and you will receive whatever you state. And we want you to start, you know, maybe writing down when you're journaling what you want to happen for the whole month. If you want to attract money, you will be given directions on how to bring it about. You're more powerful than you think. If you believe you're going to be miserable, you will be. But you can change that to feeling happy. It's up to you, sweetheart.
Yes. So, yes, meditation, and you know, listening. I love to listen to music on YouTube sometimes, and there's like a choir of angels singing, and it relaxes you. This would be a good way to maybe start your day. How does that sound to you? Have you ever tried that to get relaxed and get the energy going? Qigong would be beautiful, or meditation, yoga.
I think I'll go with
Okay. And I'll let Tony talk to you now.
Okay. Thank you, Donna and Archangel Raphael.
Yes,
that was wonderful.
Just know how much we love you, and we see your path ahead. You are destined for joy, peace, and happiness. Thank you for being on the show. Tony?
Thank you, and you're just amazing, both of you.
All of you are.
First thing I wanted to ask you, Jillson, what is your birth date?
May 12, 1994.
Okay. May 12th. Okay. So you're not going to be that much of an, you know, an outgoing person in a social setting. You're, you know, an earth sign, especially a Taurus, will go in, you know, and look back, you know, look at the people and kind of get the feel of the room and see what's going on. So I can see that already it is your nature to not be the outgoing person up on the table. You know, that wouldn't be you. And that's fine. I mean, I think it's a beautiful energy that you have as, you know, as a gentle Taurus person. I think it's beautiful. What type of work are you doing? Your angels, I keep seeing visions of you at computers. Maybe something that's more on a computer, maybe a design work on a computer or graphic arts or something like that might allow you to have some peace in your work. What type of work are you doing now?
I work at Amazon with other people in a big warehouse.
Okay, Amazon. All right, Amazon's a good employer, though. I can see why you choose to work there. Probably have good benefits and everything. But I don't know if there are other opportunities within the company. But have you ever thought about working on computers and not having to deal with a bunch of people all day?
Yeah, but I still wonder, like, if I was, like, I don't want to enable my anxiety too much because,
Yeah, but, I mean, we are who we are. I mean, the anxiety part. Have you tried to get any treatment for that? I mean, even in the spiritual community, there are a lot of, like Archangel Raphael and Donna were saying, just doing, like, things like Qigong and yoga, Tai Chi, or even getting a Reiki healing or quantum healing session, that can help you. It can help to, you know, to overcome anxiety and relax. Also, the music on YouTube programs your brain in different ways. And sometimes I feel anxiety, I mean, in our world with so much to do. And when I'm working on my computer or even, you know, whatever I'm doing, if I'm working, I'll put on that music and listen to it throughout the day, and it really calms all sorts of anxiety. So maybe if you put on music to heal social anxiety, you may find one for that. I'm serious, and it really does help.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's very supportive. I just think you're a lovely person, and I wouldn't be so hard on myself. I guess taking baby steps, you know, just taking each day, maybe smiling more when you meet somebody. If you're not going to talk so much, just to smile, you know, is a good way to communicate as well. You know, look positive. Also, you can ask. Well, this is what I see the angels are telling me to tell you. So I'm saying this is an idea that I just got, but it isn't me, it's your angel. Get some questions together before you go to it with a group of people. Barbara Walters, I don't know if you even know who that was. She's a journalist. She's kind of retired now, but she was around a few years back a lot and had been for many decades. And she wrote a whole book on questions for people that had to go to a lot of social situations, like how to keep conversation flowing and how to ask a question and then just listen, because it got everybody else talking. So you could look into finding a source for a material like that And it would maybe make you feel more secure to go into a situation with a lot of people with some good questions to ask. I use that myself when I'm in big groups of people and I think, what am I going to say to everybody individually? You know, I'm going to have to, kind of, it gets, you know, it can get tiring with new people and meeting new people. And even groups of people at work. So I would come up with questions to ask them. I've done that myself, you know. and it gets people talking. So you might try that. There's just a suggestion, but the cards I got for you were so positive, I can't wait to tell you. The first one was the Wheel. It's an angel card. And your angels have sent you this card because of positive changes that will be occurring in your life. They're working on it, this with you. Expect and enjoy beneficial new opportunities as they present themselves. This is a great time for you to make big and small changes. So this is probably why you're thinking in terms of, let me do something to try to work on it and fix it, because I believe you can overcome this. Mm-hmm. And they say, take the leap with the knowledge that everything will work well for you. They're working on helping you to clear out old blocks inside of you, emotional blockages. And have everything, and everything now will move forward very quickly as you get rid of that old stuff. And energy healing of any source would help you with that very quickly. So they're saying, let's see, all right, if recent events have shaken your faith or made you feel like, oh my goodness, it's never going to change, you'll now see how even everything that's happened to you, you can look at it in a positive way because it brought you to where you are today, and rapid advancement is about to come. They're saying a miracle even is part of the message of this card, destiny. And then the next card says that events will begin moving for you at a fast pace. I'm feeling very strongly from your angels that there's going to be an opportunity coming your way for a job that you like better. Could even be within that company. But the delays are coming to an end, and many things will be happening for you all at once. They're also saying that you actually do a good job at your work, and that you should have a sense of gratitude for, you know, life and the different good things in it. And they're saying that that you are coming along the path toward greater enlightenment. So, you know, you are doing good things in your life, and you are moving forward. So, good job. Then they love you and they're there for you for sure. So, thank you for calling. Is there anything else we can help you with, Jilson?
No, you guys, you women have helped me so much. So, thank you so much.
I'm so glad,
yes.
Sweetie. We're glad you called.
She's also good with music. She's musically inclined, and she's got a book in her. She can write a book.
See? Those are all things you'd be doing on a computer, at least the writing. And music is so beautiful. That's very healing.
Yes.
So use that for your healing as well. All right. Thank you so much for calling, honey.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much for calling. 347-838-9903 is our number. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Desmond.
Hi, Desmond. Where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
And how can we help you tonight?
I was just wondering I was going to take class. Well, I know I'm going to take it, but I'm thinking a class in massage therapy should be a great change of pace for me. But I'm thinking I should do it once I move and then take it. I'm thinking about moving to Georgia and then take it there instead of, because this is like a 2-year course. I was thinking about just moving to Georgia, being around nature and whatnot, people are I think, you know, same ideal as me. So I was like, should I just go to Georgia and then take it, or
you could take a class here. When do you plan to want to move to Georgia? Hello.
A year from now. So it's September, by next October, hopefully move to Georgia.
We would suggest that you sign up for a class, even, you know, right where you are this year, and look into it. We think you would be highly successful if you chose to take that route. And this will help you to decide, you know, whether this is what you want to do. Or you could volunteer or do some kind of work in, you know, in that particular vocation that you're looking at. But you mentioned that this was in therapy.
Yeah, massage therapy.
Like a counselor?
Not so much massage therapy, where I'm actually giving massages to people, or
massage therapy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great thing.
You know, even a physical therapist or an occupational therapist helping people, with being able to work despite whatever disabilities they might have, you would be excellent in this area. But I think this is wonderful that you're considering doing this, because it's very important for your own life to be able to help people in some way, and to develop the confidence and the belief that you are wonderful and there's nothing that you cannot do. You have the Midas touch. You can create. You know how to apply yourself so that you can pass your exams and tests, so we would suggest you go ahead and look into it now rather than put it off. That would be, is there a little fear behind doing this? We know.
Fear. Not really. I mean, it's something new, of course, but it's just the fact of moving. I kind of just want to move first and then take it, but I don't know.
And you can. Yes. We see what you mean, because it's a 2-year course. And
right.
You wouldn't have to break it up if you took some classes here and then move to Georgia, but that'll be in about a year or so. Are you presently working?
Yes.
So you might want to save up some money, so, you know, to be able to help you with your having a, because it's a big change, you know, moving to Georgia from Ohio.
I know. I used to live in Indiana, and I lived in Ohio too, and I know it gets very cold there.
Right.
Yes. And some of us live in Texas, and it's really hot here.
Yes.
Have you been to Georgia?
Yes, I've been to Georgia twice. Once to Atlanta, and the other one was to, I forgot the name of that city. But, yes, I've been there. It just seemed like here, it's like my time is up. Like, whatever, my time was here, you know, this would name me, but it's time for me to move on. It's almost like, feel like I don't really belong here anymore. Like, I need to be around, like,
right,
nature and people that's on the same vibration that I am, so.
That's wonderful. We like hearing that. You have confidence in yourself not to be afraid to change your surroundings. And that's an excellent idea. We wish that this could happen for you even sooner, because we know you feel like it's rather stagnant where you are.
Right.
Not to, and with the snow and cold and all that, that's quite a challenge in the wintertime. It takes away from your motivation. Yes, and you know you have a sweetheart that will be waiting for you. There's always some new people that will come into your life, and you need a change of pace. But part of this has been that you've been disillusioned in some of your relationships, which has led you to decide it's time to move on, because your spiritual path is very important. And that's the most important thing in your life, will be your own divine relationships with God and the angels. And they will help you to achieve all your dreams, and whatever you manifest and whatever you say will happen, it will. So it's about believing in yourself and knowing that there'll be a time for all of this to come about. Georgia is a beautiful state. They have excellent peaches too, by the way.
I know, I'm still buying peaches. And they're wonderful.
Yeah.
Big peaches that come in from Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
So this will be a wonderful opportunity for you to be able to do what you want to do in life. And we're seeing a lot of love around you. You're a very loving person. And is your mother still living?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. She would definitely be missing you if you take off like this. Is she living within Georgia, or is she right where you are in Ohio?
Right where I am.
Right. That would be a big change, being away from your family. But sometimes
right.
That's what you need. Yes. They get too emotionally dependent on you. So it's time for you to feel like to strike out on your own. And that will happen according to God's plan. There's some wonderful things and opportunities coming up for you. You are like the Knight of Cups. And there may be some relationships in your life that will make you even happier as you move on. Have you left somebody in a relationship?
Have I left?
Yes. Or have you had a relationship that didn't go so well that you were disappointed in?
As of recently, like the last year or two, she was older than me, but it was like a soulmate. Like we've been
yes.
together a couple of lifetimes before, and it wasn't meant to be this lifetime, because it was just a lesson thing this time
yes.
around. But yeah.
Yes, and you will meet up again. You know, there are other lifetimes, so what hasn't been worked out in this lifetime will come up in another. And actually, you have more than one soulmate in life. So you can have as many as 30 to 40 soulmates that you meet up with before you meet up with your twin flame. And that's usually on your last lifetime. But anyway, you do have a soulmate relationship. And we see you around the water too, maybe around the sea. They want you to simplify. Yes, they simplify your life. You got some. You need to be around, like you said, in nature, and the beaches and the ocean are beckoning to you. That will be in your lifetime, especially. You need that, and you need playtime. Don't take life so serious. But you do need a change of pace.
Yes, having lived in areas with snow and ice, I know exactly what you mean, especially when it gets really gray and dark and cold. I lived
right.
on Lake Erie. I remember. That was in Ohio. Yes. So, yes.
Whatever you write down, whatever you affirm, you will manifest. And you know, you can calm the weather too. That's something that people do not realize, the teachings that you can move mountains. Yes, you can, if you believe in yourself. You are deeply loved, and there's a lot of joy and happiness coming to you as you teach love and peace and forgiveness to others, learning to accept whoever comes into your life. It's an opportunity. So, just know you are loved greatly by God and the angels. So they will always be with you as you decide when you want to turn to them. They can guide you through whatever's coming up, because there will be some problems in life, but we can help you to heal all your relationships. Tony?
Oh,
we're
going to
let this young man go.
Okay,
because we know that you have some wonderful advice for him.
Thank you, dear. Okay, here we go. Hi, how are you? Destin, is it?
Yes.
Very nice. Glad that you called tonight. First card I have for you is the Awakening card. And it says that it's time to look at things from a different perspective, that although you feel like things are at a temporary standstill in your life, remember that it's very important to be yourself. And you need to make choices that resonate with who you are. You have a deep spirituality, and it goes beyond organized religion, too, they're telling me, your guides and angels. And there is a healing component to being a massage therapist. And you really do have a great desire to help others in that way. And they're also telling me that you'd be very successful at being your own boss. So hopefully when you do get your license in massage therapy, you will be able to have your own little place, because we see that coming. And then you've got a lot of success cards also here. They're saying it just seems like at times either there's too much going on or not enough. And you're feeling stressed at the fact that you need to make this decision. May I ask when your birthday is, Desmond?
12/16.
I knew you were Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
I am too. Yeah, I am too. The minute you called and I heard your voice, I said he's Sagittarius. They told me that. Yes. So you're very good at making a decision, and once you've made it, you want to get moving. That's why you know you're a little confused now. Now that you've decided to go, I'm curious as to why you're not going quicker.
Yes.
Can you tell us, or do you know why? You know why.
Main thing is
finances.
Just saving. Yeah, finances.
Yeah, you've got to save up for it now and work toward it. I get that. But you'll be feeling impatient because now that you've decided what you want to do, and you really know you're going to be good at this, and you are, it's going to really serve you well. It's going to resonate with you and who you are. They're saying that you've come into your own, meaning that you've been able to look within and figure out exactly who you are and what you want. And that even came down to making a change of what state you live in. The thing I'm thinking is if you get your schooling done in Ohio and get licensed there, find out if you can just renew, you know, switch the license over to Georgia. That's what I would ask. I would find out. Maybe just Google it and find out. Or go to the school and tell them I plan to move, you know. But then again, you'd be committed to 2 more years in Ohio if you do the schooling there.
Right.
Yeah, that's an issue. I can see your problem. But this is something you really should try to move on as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
Your skilled work will be rewarded. And they want you to learn all you can about this beforehand. And they're saying you're definitely going back to school, though. That's a definite. They're also saying you're going to be moving. That's a definite. that things are looking up in your life. This is the end of a difficult situation. Are you feeling that this is indeed the end of a difficult period of your life?
Yeah, it seemed like, it's almost seemed like I just told the universe, I don't care what I got to go through, I do it. And it seemed like over the like, last 2 years, that's what happened. And now it seemed like, okay, you're almost at the end. So be a little more patient, you know.
Exactly.
So, yeah, exactly. So, you know.
And a new life partner. Right. So, but you've been coping and you've come to make these decisions and you've done a good job of it. That's what they're saying. Now, interestingly enough, Archangel Michael told you you have the Midas touch, and I have a card here, and I pulled it right after, you know, he said that. It says the Midas touch on it. So that's a real message, and that means, of course, mm-hmm. that whatever you touch turns to gold. So you've got a way of being successful at what you care about, and they're saying success is coming. And that you can confidently step into the new opportunities ahead for you. And a new life partner is indeed coming. So there's confirmation. We all kind of got the same reading for you. They want you to continue to move forward because you are indeed coming into your own. Okay?
Okay. All right. This is a good reading. Life partner. Thank you for
the
reading.
And a life partner, like, you know, there is on the mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
And I do believe that it's that she or, you know, that this person is in Georgia.
Georgia.
mm-hmm.
Yes, we agree on that.
Yeah, this person's in Georgia. So we all want to see you get moving to Georgia, get the school set up, and make your move ASAP. As soon as possible. Yeah.
Thank you, Deb.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. It was lovely talking to you.
Yes.
You have a great rest of the evening.
Thank you for the confirmation. Thank you for the reading. Both
all
yeah.
right.
Thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Us.
Bye-bye. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
347-838-9903 is the number. Hi. Thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi. It's Dee.
Hi, Dee. Where are you calling from?
From Pennsylvania. Hi, everybody.
And
oh, hi.
Hello.
Yes. How can we help you tonight?
I was just calling for a love reading, I guess.
A love reading. Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you are the love.
You have love within you. And as you extend love to others, more love and more people are coming into your life. So, but you're talking about a romantic type of relationship, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have also been working on self-love as well.
Yes. That's most important because there's not anybody that can make you happy except you. So that's very wise. That you're also working with yourself, but you can attract what you want in life. There will always be lessons, but you'll be able to handle it. But yes, there is a young man that's coming into your life, and we see a lot of prosperity coming in. And you are the Nine of Cups, and that is love, lots of love, lots of cups and opportunities. You will have your choice of whom you wish to be with.
Looks really beautiful from what I see.
There's a Knight of Pentacles. And he's right across from you. So there's love here. It's the beginning of a relationship.
Is there someone you have in mind that you've been attracted to?
Not really. There was a coworker who I kind of like, but I found out that he has a girlfriend. So,
But that can always change, you know that.
Yeah.
When you're young, sometimes that's the way life is for a while. But yes, there is two suitors that we see. One is represented by the Page of Swords. standing on the clouds. He looks very strong and confident. And the other one is like a shining knight in armor. He's got his armor and he's sitting on his horse. And you're right in the middle. You're standing on the edge. Yes. We also see like a little brother or a boy also in the picture. And we see your life being in balance. There's a great deal of balance going on. So yes, love is in the cards for you. And what you want to do is write down the affirmation of whom you would want, what qualities you would like to attract. If you want somebody who's outgoing and also quiet, creative, you can attract that as well. But whomever you attract will be something that's also happened in other past lifetimes. Everyone you meet, you've met before on some level. So this is a wonderful opportunity for you.
Thank you.
Yes. Are you involved in we see you working like an earth angel, protecting, nurturing, and helping with nature and animals in some way or another. Like an environmentalist, you care. You have a lot of wonderful outgoing opportunities around you. Great deal of inner strength. And you also can consider going to school, but we see that family is very important for you, and having children in the future is a part of your life's past. So we do see a loving family. We see you in a very natural setting too, a beautiful setting, maybe not right in the inner city so much. We're seeing some good things that are coming into your life. The cards are really looking well, looking good for you. You have many great opportunities now in your life. And as you speak it, it will come about. So they want you to work with morning affirmations, which you want to happen every day. It's a magical moment, and we see a blessed change coming to you in a great way. You have a healing heart, and your intuition is correct. So we want you to listen to the guidance that's being given to you. But your soulmate is coming, and he will be like that of a twin flame. So we want you to be helping other people in the meantime before this wonderful man comes into your life. Are you happy with your work?
I haven't really been getting along with a lot of my coworkers, and
yes,
I would like to. I don't know how to communicate to them.
And that's exactly the problem that many people have. But if you ask me or the angels that are around to help you as to what to say, that will make all the difference in the world, and you will have the confidence that you need to change, what you wish to change. We see something that you're interested in justice in some way, that you thought about going into that sometimes. You know, like a counselor or a lawyer, that you have a strong sense of justice, that you want to see people win in some way. We also see abilities with music, that you have a musical ability and artistic bent. So you're embarking upon a career that brings you lots of joy and abundance. Don't be afraid to try different things. And that's the most important thing, to believe that you never have to be in an unhappy job. One thing leads into another. But be specific in what you would like to be or do. What is it that you really want to do?
Go
ahead.
I signed up for school this year.
Yes. Yes.
I was wondering if I would be able to go because I don't really have the money.
There is help in that those areas. You can get some kind of grants or some kind of student loans that can help you out. You know, and are your grades pretty good from high school?
They were all right. They weren't the best.
But you can apply yourself. You have a good mind, but you have to do what you love to do. And we feel like it's in some way helping people in some manner. Because we feel like you care about the earth and the planet. And you have to have some freedom in your life and not just a mediocre type of job. You know, like working at Walmart or anything like that. We do see you embarking upon a career that's going to bring you joy and abundance, whether it's in the legal field or even in music. Are you interested in music?
I listen to it in the car.
Yes.
That's about it.
Do you ever go dancing?
Not right now.
Yes.
I used to.
That's good, because dancing or music will attract what you want in life, too, a great deal. You have to play and be happy and joyful, and that's when you're going to meet your sweetheart that will come in. You have to have confidence in yourself. That's very important. And even self-employment may be part of your life. Another thing would be counseling in some way or another. So if it's not in the legal field, but to talk to them, the school counselor, you know, they can help you find something that you can enjoy. Or even in the medical field, if you want something a little quicker, you know, like because you could draw blood or you could do something medically, you know, like medical coding or something like that. And it doesn't take that long. Being able to do that, to learn, and you'll develop more confidence. Research and education is really a big part of your life. You're going to need to take some classes. So we do look into that. Where there's a will, there's a way. No matter what your income is, you can attract and manifest what you want by writing out, I am now attracting this in my life. Singing. Dr. Wayne Dyer was a famous doctor, and he used to write and manifest very quickly with his mind what he thought and what he said. He would also do a little singing like om or om to attract what he wanted. He even attracted a power tool doing that one morning, and then he went jogging, and there it was in his driveway when he got home. So you can attract a man that way too, writing down what qualities you want. And he will show up right on time. So it's important to get your education. You might even meet him at college. But look into that. Don't be afraid to try. And ask God and the angels to help bring it about. Okay? It's important for you to believe in yourself. You're a beautiful, beautiful human being. And the more you're loving and helping others, the more love that's coming into your life. Because as we said, there's all kinds of love around you as an earth angel. And you will do many things in your life. So make a wish, because this is a magical moment, and you will manifest. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Just believe in yourself. You're most welcome. Tony, would you like to help this beautiful lady?
Yes, I would. Thank you so much. I have some wonderful cards for you, and some of it is exactly what we just heard from Donna and Archangel Raphael. So I like all the confirmation that we can get that these are indeed the best messages from you, for you, and through your angels and guides. The first one says that any misunderstandings that you have or any relationships that are not quite as harmonious as you'd like them to be, and you've already mentioned the work situation, that's about to heal. And they want you to continue to pursue that and work on it. Don't give up.
Yes.
That having mutual respect and trying to understand the viewpoint of others, where they're coming from, like maybe they had a bad day and that's why they snap at you, or they, you know, or maybe they're jealous of you, and there could be all sorts of reasons why, you know, there are tensions in a workplace, you know, or maybe you get more praise than they do, or maybe you're done quicker, maybe, you know, you get things faster. Could be anything. When is your birthday again, Dee? I know we've spoken to you before. I remember you. What's your birthday, though? Just refresh my memory.
It's 2/13/74.
That's it. You're an Aquarius.
Yep,
you don't. You pardon me? 2/13, right?
Yes.
Pardon me? Yes. Aquarius. So you are. You're someone who doesn't suffer fools gladly, as they say. You know, if somebody's being an idiot, you, it's hard for you not to point that out. Or if they're wrong about something, it's hard for you not to point that out, right? You know.
Yeah,
And you're quick, and you're quick. And not everybody's as quick to get things as you are. But you can get a lot done in a day. And you're very, you know, you're on top of things. I also have a beautiful card here that speaks to what you asked for, and it's about a new relationship coming in, and it's going to move into a deep and meaningful phase. It's going to be romantic, and it will begin with a friendship that goes very close, very fast. They're saying your feelings will continue to grow over time. And that connection will expand. This is a relationship that has a very powerful spiritual connective component to it, meaning that you have known each other in the past. And this is a soulmate relationship. And Archangel Raphael mentioned a twin flame, I think. And he feels it'll be that. That's even, you know, the ultimate soulmate coming. So this is all about falling in love and closer friendships. It's also about the end of conflict in your life. And they're saying you're going to receive an unexpected gift and powerful connections will be forged. So if you do want to go to school, they are correct in that you can, I guess you first contact the school of whatever you'd want to do, and they set up financing. They set up a way for you to do it. You, of course, you have to work as you go, so they would set up a schedule for you that would work around your work. And you don't have to pay back any loans until you're done with the course and graduated and started to work. So don't worry. And I have two abundance cards for you. They want you to have some patience because some of our dreams will grow more slowly than others, but don't worry. You've been putting hard work into things, and you've been working on manifesting these things for a while. You're also a very good daydreamer as an Aquarius, and you're very inventive, and daydreams are the most powerful way to manifest what you want. If you can feel it, think about it, imagine it, feel it, own it, it begins to come into being. It starts coming toward you. That's how you attract what you want. You have success cards here and action cards as well. So let me look at this action card. Things will be working out beautifully for you, and they're saying it's time to decide what your next big move will be. You may continue to build upon your success or move on to something entirely different, and travel will come into play in the next months into the year. And they want you to step up and be a leader because you are a natural leader. Is there an opportunity at work for you to be in management or step up into supervising or anything like that?
Not at this time.
Okay. No. But I see that in your future. They're saying this card is about the fact that you're a charismatic woman, that you can inspire others when you want to do that, that you love challenge, and you don't mind speaking up, which is very good. They're saying there are wonderful people coming into your life, new opportunities, new love. They want you to act upon your dreams. And they mentioned daydreaming on this card, and I already gave you that message, but it's here written on the card. What I just said, that daydreaming is very important for you to do. It's a very healthy way for you to gain clarity and create and manifest the abundance that's coming for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that helps.
It does.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
You're welcome, honey. Just keep getting yourself, putting yourself in places where that new love can find you, and decide what you really want to do. If you're not loving work or loving what you do now, think about what you really want to do. Go for it. You can do it, Dee. I know you can. All right?
Thank you.
You have
all
a
right.
great night,
yeah.
sweetie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for calling. 347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestry with Tony DeMeo and Donna Southard. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
My first name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. Where
Hi,
are you calling
Barbara.
From?
Hi, Barbara. Chicago.
And how can we help you tonight?
Yeah. Well, I would like a little help in manifesting my dreams for my spiritual business.
Ooh, nice.
That's wonderful, yes.
And you know what? It's about writing down what you want, what you speak, and it's wonderful to say, I am now attracting all the people that will help to make me successful, all the players in the play that will come around you. So that would be a wonderful way of doing it, by affirming, writing it down, and saying thank you to the universe, and everything that you ask for will be brought to you to be successful. That would be the best way to do it, is learning to ask the angels to help arrange it, to arrange for the people to come in to help manifest your dreams. You can do it. What kind of work are you looking to start a business in?
I'm really looking for doing animal communication. And,
beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, and healing.
That would be wonderful. Because this is very important, because the animals can communicate with humans. They can even help you in emergencies. So that's a wonderful thing to do. You've heard of the woman that had a cougar come into her house, and she needed to go in her house, but the cougar had made its way in there and was lying on her couch. And she used her mind to send him a message and how to go out the doors. And he did exactly what she thought to him. He went out the open door into the woods. So instead of getting panicky and fearful, she used her mind to communicate. And you have that ability to do that as well. Like the lion whisperer. So you have these abilities. And that's a very important thing to teach people, because if they can learn to speak gently and love animals, this is a wonderful field to get into. Very important, because the animal people give us messages. They give people messages on where to go, what to do. And you know about the totem animals, right? How they show up in your life to give you a message. Very good. That's very Native American, but it's also the truth.
Yes, I know. I found that out in Indiana, and that's, you know, even meeting up with a panther and the Native Americans told me that meant my life was going to change in a big way. It involved shape-shifting. It meant moving totally away from where I was living in the hills of Indiana. And I would meet up with the animals, and I knew when they showed up that I knew I was safe.
So that's very important to know that you can do that. This is very important, so yes. We feel that you're going to start something wonderful to help people to really understand animals and not to fear them. That there's a meaning and a message with each and every one of them. That would be beautiful. Are you doing any kind of work in husbandry now with working with animals?
No. The only thing is that I was going to go to a therapy, an equine therapy farm where people with disabilities engage with horses and other farm animals so they're able to express themselves. And my connection with the animal, I can do telepathy, as you said.
Yes.
And it's almost like a channeling. I can't explain it. They can understand me. Okay.
Yes.
But it's not like I hear them talking to me. That doesn't happen. It's more of being like a psychic with them.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And that's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, there was one time I had a cat, and the cat was dying. And the other cat wanted to attack the cat. And I had to I was doing energy work. You know, I'd learned Qigong and quantum touch healing. But you can direct energy to them even from a distance. So you can help to calm. And that's wonderful for children to be exposed to beautiful animals like the horses and animals on the farm, chickens and roosters and all that, although you have to be careful.
So, but yes, we highly recommend that you look into that and check in getting a loan. And make your dream come true, because this is very, very important. We need to save the animals of the earth. And with a lot of the disasters, many of them are displaced. And the animals need to be around children.
And a lot of people don't realize that they have an animal, but there's more than that. It's a soul contract.
Yes, it is.
And
they come to be together. Yes.
Right. For your lesson.
Yes, that's right. If, you know, that was asked of Edgar Casey once, what his dog was to him in another lifetime. He said, he ate you. And that's why he's back again to work it out with you. They come back to be with, you know, to make up too. You know, it's a give and take type of relationship.
Wow.
Even with our animals, there's karma.
Absolutely.
That is, you know, yes.
And there's nothing to, because I had an animal, and I've had several dogs, and there's nothing more sacred if you're really tuned into them.
Yes.
Than having that type of relationship. It's unconditional love is all I can say. It's
yes,
not
it
just
is.
A dog or a cat or whatever the animal is. It doesn't really matter. But
no.
It really is unconditional love.
And you know, that's exactly what I have, especially with my little shepherd corgi, Australian shepherd, the corgi mix. He loves everybody. He goes to everybody who comes to the door, the children, the adults, and he just loves them. And it's just so beautiful to see the way he relates to even other dogs. He's like an advanced dog. His spirit is just gentleness and love.
So that's
so
very
he's
important.
Telling you, so your dog is telling you to get out there.
Yes.
Follow my lead. This is how it's done, man.
He leads me out in the bedroom door. You're right about that. He's a leader.
Yep.
Yeah. And yes, and he's an emotional support animal for other people too.
For that's
my
beautiful.
Sweetheart. That's beautiful. So I know, and the telepathy, it's just beautiful. You know, you can send them a thought and they come to you. You know, so
well,
it's
you know,
just,
that's how I tell people how to train
yes.
your dog.
Yes.
You know, is that well how you want them to behave on the outside before you leave your house. You
yes.
have to have that picture
yes.
of you walking down the street and the dog is next to you and not pulling and being, you know, where do you want the dog? What's your energy? And,
yes.
and just envision this. And then when you go outside, when you walk over, before you walk over this, the threshold of your doorway, you should be first. The dog comes second. But before even that, you have to envision
that's
of
right.
what your walk is going to be like.
Exactly. Back in Indiana a long time ago, even because I had a fear of a chihuahua when I was little, and one bit me. But later on, I was in the woods and I got lost. We were out morel mushroom hunting in Indiana, and I had to, you know, ask for my intuition to how to get me out of the woods so I wouldn't keep going deeper and deeper into the woods. And I was led out to where there were these two dogs. They immediately come running up to me, barking ferociously at me. And I, you know, I had to just talk to them very gently and very lovingly. And I had to give them one of my morel mushrooms. They pulled the bag out of my hands. And then they walked me down the street to a man's house, one on each side of me. So there was this wonderful telepathy because I, you know, I just talked to them very gently. And very lovingly, and I said, "I guess you're having a bad day." and so, and they were my escorts, and so that helped me to master my fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting yes, and my son came and picked me up. They took me to a man who let me into his house, and I called for help, and it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up with my.
Confronted with it again, don't look at them. First of all, don't look at a dog
right.
like them because it's challenging.
That's right.
Number two,
look down.
Turn sideways.
Yes.
Turn sideways.
Right.
Slowly move your body sideways.
Right. Exactly. You're right. You're very good. This is wonderful that you're doing this because this can help with any type of animals. And now that I live in Texas, we even. My Alberto and my dog met up with an alligator, a little 3-foot one, but it was a gator, and he got pictures, you know, as they walked by him.
Wow.
He was very curious, and they lifted, so they got lots of gators here. And so, but Mikey was safe, you know, because I was a little bit fearful about that during the mating season when the gators come out on the road. So, but everything worked out perfectly. He was protected. So it's very beautiful.
Yeah. But that's what I want. That's what I want to do. Is I want to work with people with disabilities and bridge the gap with animals and disabilities. And
that's
wonderful.
Yeah. That's very healing, you know, because they've done that with children and dolphins and things of that nature. And having worked with children and lots of people in my lifetime, that's beautiful. And that is such a wonderful, wonderful, you know, manifestation that you will create for yourself. You're going to be successful in bringing that about. And we recommend you even go to schools and talk to the children and the teachers and whatever, like a community helper. That would be wonderful. Are you in a big city?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So this is great. You'll probably get some grants and everything else.
Well, I really don't want to get involved in, like, a school system. I really want to stay in contact because it just takes you away from what my goal is, and that's to be with the animal and the children.
Yes.
Well, I say children, it could be adults with disabilities. It doesn't necessarily have to be children.
Yes, that's true.
you know, and I don't want to get into the politics and red tape and paperwork and all that, you know.
Yes.
When you're ready for it, the teacher will appear, and that's where
that's
I'll
right.
be.
And all the people, you know, that will show up to help you, yes.
I know some wonderful people that have been adopting and taking care of animals for so long and been reuniting them with families. So it's beautiful doing that. And they have a ranch. And so they're able to open their hearts to dogs and cats. And this is wonderful. So this is a big assignment you're on, and wow.
We wish you all the joy and happiness. You will succeed in doing this.
How can I get my guys to connect with me more?
May
I'm
I?
Meditating.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. I have cards for her, if I might.
Yes.
They
go
are
ahead,
incredible.
Tony.
Thank you so
oh,
much.
Yes.
We're running
thank
out
you.
Of time. And I wanted to give this to you. Forgiveness is an important part of healing and also of the grief process. And they want, your guides and angels are asking me to tell you that they would like you to start a support group in your place of business for the owners of pets who have lost their companions, you know, their beloved pets. So that might also be a component of it down the road. But they are saying that the idea that you have come up with for this business is absolutely inspired and brilliant. Don't
yes.
be dissuaded by any challenges along the way. They're merely course corrections to perfect your plan, and that this new idea is truly inspired. Also, that this is a magical time in your life when your wishes will be granted and dreams will come true. It may seem that luck is following you, but actually these happy times are just rewards for being the loving and wonderful person that you are. Your angels want you to enjoy your life and have fun along the way. And this is a time when you can do whatever you set your mind to if your heart is open. You're being asked to do many things at once, and you don't mind that as long as you're making a difference. You're a person who is inspired to help others and animals especially. They're saying that you are loving, intelligent, passionate, and fun. And they're saying that you're able to handle the difficult situations that come in life. This is a time of learning and honing your skills. The key to success is in the details. You will have to monitor this project very carefully, but you absolutely will have amazing success. Your passions have led you. These are your cards. I mean, I couldn't wait to tell you. Your passions have led to your divine life purpose. Please do what you love. Continue to do it. Have confidence in your talent and your abilities. Learn everything there is to know about this new business and allow your creativity to soar. Be open to your great success. Look at all the wonderful things you can do when you listen to your divine guidance. So you are listening to it. That's why when you were asking them how you can get more connected, you're really connected.
Yes.
You have a strong intuition, Barbara, and you use it in every way, not just for the animal communication, but that's a beautiful thing to do. People love that. And helping those gentle creatures who don't have a voice is a great calling. It's really lovely to have met you today. And they're saying
mm-hmm.
that you're a person who can balance so many different priorities, and you will always come out a winner. You're going to have recognition and praise for what you create. It's going to be a model for other spiritual centers that are going to have these different components to it. Allow others to shower you with the gratitude you deserve. And I wanted to ask your birthday, because I'm curious. You're very much an action person, and I'd like to know what your birthday is.
February 20th.
Aha! Uh-huh, not surprised. I was going to say, are you another Aquarius?
No, I'm
you
a Pisces.
Are. Oh, you're our Pisces, the 20th. It switches to Pisces?
She's
okay,
creative.
You're the cusp.
Yes.
You're the cusp. That's even better to have Pisces, too. You have a deep, deep sensitivity to add to this and more of a compassion and understanding as a Pisces. But you're right on the cusp of all the Aquarius beautiful cerebral dreaming and manifesting, and then you have this beautiful loving heart to bring. So that's the greatest birthday you could possibly have had for what you're going to do. And I do see great success. And thank
wow,
you for calling.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
You know, all she needs to do is just meditate and then ask or even write down whatever thoughts
right.
come to your mind, and you'll manifest exactly
right.
where you need to be, what to do,
that's
and how
right.
to do it.
And there are YouTube tutorials on how to connect with your guides and angels. It's through
yes.
a guided meditation. I run a class here in Houston, but maybe you can find someone else who does. I'm an angel communicator is what I am, and a guide communicator. And that's where my messages come from. I think we all do that, really, though.
Yes.
And you can do these meditations that lead you to meet your guides and angels and then to hear them more clearly. It gets to the point where it's just a constant conversation that you're having, kind of aside with them, and they're giving you these prompts all day. A very beautiful thing. So you
that
can do it.
Fabulous.
You can do that because you can do anything.
Yes,
that's
she can.
Really
yes. You're powerful.
She's got yes, she is. This is wonderful. Let us know.
Yes.
I will.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Thank you.
Yes, well, we want to know more about it. Please call back, all right?
All
lovely
right, thank
you. From you, Barbara. Thank you and bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling.
Much love. Thank you.
We are quickly running out of time. Apologies to everybody who's still on the phone. I'm pretty sure if we stayed on for another hour or two, we still wouldn't be able to get to everybody.
Oh.
But Tony and I will be back a week from tonight, and
yep.
Donna will be back as soon as we
oh,
can
sure.
work our schedules out and get her back. If you can't wait, as I said earlier at the beginning of the show, go to psychictapestry.com and get a reading, and you can find out more about Tony and about Donna and about me and about the other folks who do, who regularly appear on Psychic Tapestry shows. You can connect with any of us, and you can schedule, if you desire, a private reading with everybody. So,
yeah.
I mean, not everybody at once. You can get a reading with Tony and me at the same
yeah.
time. But
yeah.
Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. And thanks to everybody who called in. And again, apologies to those still on the phones that we are just running out of time. Blog Talk Radio will cut us off whether we are ready or not. Donna and Raphael, thank you so much for coming back on with us. It has been too long, and I hope we'll be able to get you back on again soon.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I the time passed so quickly. I wow.
It does.
It's just amazing. It was just wonderful, and the people that called in were wonderful.
Yeah.
And yes,
yeah.
We would love it. It would be fabulous.
Well, good. Well, I'll have
and
my
you know
people contact
you.
Your people. Thank you. Thanks again, and Tony, as always, thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you, too. I love y'all.
Love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
I love you, too.
Thanks. Good night. Good night, everyone. Bye.
Take care. We will catch you next week at Psychic Tapestry. Bye-bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.